Now, as we've been telling you through the course of the day and yesterday, we're going out to the Public Order and Riot Squad this afternoon, myself and Peter Overton. We were hoping to be blasted by the water cannon, but unfortunately, someone's worried about my safety. The New South Wales Police have decided I might end up with a broken rib or something. Now, I've said I'll sign a waiver, but they said, no, Ray, we can't take the risk. I think someone in government, I hope it's not you, Mr. Ayres, the police minister, is more concerned about the fact that I'll keep saying down the track when they don't use it. The last time they used it was on me. And, Stuart, if you're concerned about that, you should be, because I probably would. I wouldn't be able to help myself. But what we're doing is going out today, and we're going to get all the officers who are on duty for the Public Order and Riot Squad with us today, and they're all going to take the ice challenge, and we're going to ask people to donate. Now, the Chief Superintendent and Commander of the New South Wales Police Public Order and Riot Squad is Steve Cullen. He's going to be with me, and Peter Overton. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Ray. How you going?
Not bad, mate. You all set?
Yeah, good as gold.
Now, have you got plenty of buckets and plenty of ice water?
Oh, my staff are looking forward to it very much.
Hang on. What about you? You're supposed to be in the front line with me.
Yeah, no. I'll be sitting right next to you or standing right next to you with Peter, but they're looking forward. They don't get this opportunity too often.
Now, someone mentioned seeing the water cannons out of play, that you've got some giant fire hose out there.
Oh, we got a number of things out there, right? The water cannon will be there. I'm not saying that it's not out of action, but it'll be there. You can see it and you can have a look at it.
I want your biggest Public Order and Riot Squad officer to make sure that imbecile Bo Ryan doesn't get anywhere near it from the footy show, okay?
But he will be on a police tactical facility, and I assure you he will get a thorough briefing.
Now, what they've told me from headquarters is, you're prepared today to make a unique offer available to one of our listeners, perhaps a sponsor. Tell me what you're going to make available today, and we're going to do it via auction on the show. What are you doing?
Yeah, for your corporates or your sporting clubs or any individual that may want to assist, what we propose is sort of like a police open day, but more like a leadership. We do a bit of leadership work, a bit of team building for up to 20, 25 people. They get to learn about what we do, a few videos. They then get to sample the equipment, try on the gear. They could have photos taken with our staff and with all of the tactical options that we have. And we'll throw in a lunch or an afternoon tea. It's available morning or afternoon to one of your highest bidders.
So 20 to 25 people in the corporate tents come together, and it's about leadership. It's about what you do on a daily basis at the Public Order and Riot Squad with your officers.
Yep.
And you have a look at how you do it, photographs, a feed as well, and a day at Homebush with your officer. That's a fantastic opportunity. Now, have you done this before?
No.
Never?
Not to a corporate, no. We've done it with the commissioner, and the commissioner has a program called Community and Policing Partners.
Yes.
But that's high profile. I believe you've participated in one, right?
Yes, exactly.
But we've never done this for charity or for corporate.
And what do we get goes to motor neurone disease?
Everything you get, and also on top of that, the officers participating today, I've been able to get some sponsorship from my little golf club, the Mighty Massey Park Golf Club. The police bank are going to donate $1,500, and our officers are throwing in as well, right?
Beautiful. Now, one question. You got a bloke out there I saw play football at St Mary's a couple of years ago for the Public Order and Riot Squad. He comes from the Central Coast, and he's a really good footballer. He used to play a bit of grade with Balmain. Is he still out there?
That'd be young Corey Kinsella.
Yeah, he towed up my young bloke.
Yeah, he's still there.
Still there? Is he going to be there today?
Oh, I'm not sure, Ray. I haven't had a chance to look at the roster.
All right, well, he's a very good footballer, I can tell you that. And you've got an unfair advantage, all those fit young blokes you've got playing in the police comp as well, the Public Order and Riot Squad. You need to go light on those other young blokes.
Ray, one of the reasons, as I said, that you're not going to be subjected to too much drama is all these guys undergo physicals and medicals every year, and they are extremely fit, and we would not want to expose you. We're into the protection of life, not the endangerment of life, right?
Just remember, I'm an old bloke, Steve, okay?
Right on, mate.
All right, see you out there, son.
Right on, mate.
Steve Cullen, the Chief Superintendent, Commander of the New South Wales Police Public Order Riot Squad. We're going out there. Bo's going to be with us. Bo Knows will be there from the footy show. Peter Overton from Nine News, I'll be there, and we'll be taking one for the team, if you'll pardon the expression, with the ice challenge. We've already got a couple of grand in the kitty by the sound of it from what Steve Cullen said. But what about this opportunity for corporates? An opportunity for 20 to 25 people to spend the day at Homebush with the Public Order and Riot Squad, some leadership training, and I'm in your hands. So you either email me or phone me with a donation, and you go from there. And we raise as much money as we can, whatever it is at the end of the show it is, We'll get some of our corporate sponsors involved. There'll be some leadership building, I'm sure, from the corporates. 20 to 25 people going out there for the day. And you get some leadership training and you get to see what the Public Order and Riot Squad do on a daily basis, which will be quite incredible.